I think the leadership, when you have a bunch of Indians on a team that can sort of take criticism and not have a lot of chiefs. Because some guys, they'll get upset and they get, you know, egotistical and not want to take criticism. But everybody on this team, when it's, you know, crunch time, when it's, if you make a mistake, you own up to your mistake. And the guys push each other over and beyond. And that's why our team has gotten to where it is right now.
Yeah, man, we got great leadership. You know who it starts with. It starts with Peyton. We got DeMarcus Ware. We got Aqib Talib is one of the big-time leaders on his team. I mean, he's extremely vocal. He keeps guys in check. I mean, the leadership is showing, and we're sitting here at Super Bowl 50. Obviously, you don't get this far without true leaders.
Yeah, a lot of leaders, man, and you know, a lot of seasoned guys. You know, they're leaders, but at the same time, they you know, it's fun. You know, it's a fun atmosphere. It's loose. So, you know, I love those guys, man, and I definitely want to win a ring for them.
A great leader on the field is always a great leader off the field. You know, you never had those guys that live double lives. You got to be a great leader off the field to be a great leader on the field.
I would say guys have been leading these young guys, man. Having an experience in the in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, the leaders have stepped up. It's too many to name. But the more of the veteran guys, man, have led the way, and that's what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
We got an eye on the prize, you know. You know, have you seen one of them pitches, you know, with a line or the lioness is just fixed on the prey? That's kind of what every veteran on this team is like, you know, and the young guys are just bought in.
Tremendous leadership from the top down, starting with Coops. And then obviously a lot of vets on this team that know how to guide younger guys and keep everyone in line and make sure that we're focused on, we're here to win a game. You know, there's all this stuff going on and we like to enjoy every moment of it, but when it comes down to working, we're focused on work and that's the main reason we're here.
Broncos leadership, very important this week here in Santa Clara at Super Bowl 50. And right now we're bringing in our leader to everything fun that's happening at the Super Bowl so far. Unfortunately, we can't be out at Super Bowl City, but our own Sam Boyk was out there. And Phil, she's getting to do all the fun stuff. We're at media sessions and practice, and she's getting to do all the fun stuff.
We had some fun with the players and coaches, too. Right. But it seemed like there was a lot of interactive, kind of fun energy type of thing up there at Super Bowl City.
Oh, absolutely. I actually got to partake in some of the fan events down at Super Bowl City, some of the video games. That was awesome. So Super Bowl City is actually unique to Super Bowl 50. San Francisco has created a wonderful event that is free and open to the public. There's all kinds of events going on there. It's family-friendly fun, and I was there to check it out. At Super Bowl City, and I'm working hard, or I don't know, maybe hardly working. I'll let you guys decide. Well, we are right here in the heart of family-friendly activities, fun for all ages here at Super Bowl City, which is located right along Market Street in downtown San Francisco. I'm joined by Jay Howard, the director of the Fan Energy Zone here at Super Bowl City.
Hey, Sam. We're so excited you guys are here. Go Broncos.
All right. And so tell me about the concept of Super Bowl City, because I know this is its own thing for Super Bowl 50.
That's right. Since the stadium is in Santa Clara, and we knew that all the people traveling would want to come and see San Francisco, they have created this amazing NFL experience right here all throughout the city. Every year, there's an NFL Plaza and the NFL Experience, which is right up the road. Right now, we're at the featured activation of Super Bowl City, and that is the chance that every city gets to put their spin on it. Right? So you know you're in San Francisco because we have these really cool, Silicon Valley has turned it out for us. There's these custom-made video games with really interesting sensors. It's just the technology is very futuristic. So not at the Olympics will you have seen any of this, all that fun stuff in the zone. We also have the Live Nation stage, which is right over there, the city stage presented by Levi's. But we've got Alicia Keys coming and a Denver or a Colorado band. One Republic is going to be there. Last night was Aloe Black. You just cannot go wrong in San Francisco. They've got stuff to do all over. We're expecting a million people here this week. Yeah.
Well, and I've seen so many activities. You've got video games going on. You've got people who are cycling for a cause. I mean, there's so much stuff. Has there been one in particular event that has gotten a lot of great feedback from the fans?
You know, opening day itself, because there was so much to do, people were stunned. They kept going, you're going to be here all week. It's all free to the public. San Francisco has set the bar really high for as a host city.
Oh, Jay, thank you so much for your time today. And, hey, Broncos fans, do not forget to mark Saturday on your calendars. Be right here at Super Bowl City for the Broncos pep rally. Cheerleaders, our mascot, Miles, Thunder. We're going to have players here as well. It all happens at noon here at Super Bowl City. And it's incredible to think that it is only Tuesday, and yet there are so many fans out there buzzing around, doing a bunch of cool activities in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah, that looked really cool. What's the one thing, though, you think fans cannot miss?
Ah, you know, for me personally, there are going to be over 35 performances that are free to the public there, and I'm talking like Grammy award-winning performers. So definitely check out the concerts and take a peek at all the other activities.
What about that video game score, though, that you got?
Oh, it was terrible.
What's going on?
And I was jumping around. I was moving as hard as I could, but yeah. Boo on the video score.
All right. Well, thanks, Sam, so much for that report. And one of the performers that you're going to see this weekend on Sunday is Cam Newton. When Cam got off the plane on Sunday, his legs generated a lot of interest, and that was because of his pants. Well, the Broncos aren't afraid of his wardrobe, but they are afraid of what he can do with his legs outside the pocket. And Mace is standing by to show us what makes him so dangerous on the edges.
Thanks, guys, and by the way, Sam, Super Bowl City looks like a heck of a lot of fun. Hope that I can get up there before the end of the week, but we're quite busy getting ready for the game, and we're quite busy looking at the numbers, talking numbers with Mace. And here's today's key number, 61.54. That is the percentage of scrambles by Carolina quarterback Cam Newton that move the sticks. He's very effective with his feet, obviously. It forces the defense to consider some things they wouldn't otherwise consider, and the other key thing is it keeps the defense from being able to take chances. Watch here. Week one against Jacksonville, they rush six guys, but then what you see here, it's wide open. So Cam Newton is easily able to take off. He reads the pressure. He's in the pocket, and all he has to do is wait for the opening, as you'll see here, and then he pounces. The DBs play deep. They blitz underneath, takes off. He needed 8. He got 10. They move the sticks. That was a key play in getting Carolina its first win of the season back in week one. The other thing to watch with Cam Newton, and it's not just on third downs, he has become very smart at reading a defense and being able to adjust quickly. Look here, a big play against Atlanta. It's so quick, they only have the camera started. When he takes a snap, he takes off. He forces Atlanta into a too many men on the field penalty, and then he got 18 yards on his own. They're adjusting. He's got guys in the backfield. He takes the snap. He catches you off guard. You have got to be on point against Cam Newton because he can beat you on third downs, and he can also beat you by taking advantage when you're weak, as he did against Atlanta in Week 16. Guys?
Thank you very much, Mace. Cool stuff there with Cam Newton. But why don't you come on back out here and join us? We'll say goodbye to special features reporter Sam Boyk. Thank you so much for that report up from Super Bowl City. And when we come back on Broncos TV Live from Super Bowl 50, we'll talk about DeMarcus Ware playing in his very first Super Bowl.